This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to get Grace Marie's reaction to some headlines related to how different companies are apparently reacting to the new requirements of the healthcare law passed by Congress and signed into law by the president. And all of this, of course, as Democrats try to defend their votes or in some cases move away from those votes just weeks before the election. And the president once again tries to rally support for the new laws in a series of events around the country. And Grace Marie, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, about some of these headlines. First of all, one of the things you and I talked about was how the Medicare program could potentially be hit by the cost cuts here, and Medicare Advantage in particular. We're already seeing that up in New England with the Harvard Pilgrim Insurance Company. How big of a deal is this that they're basically scrapping Medicare Advantage?
Well, it is a very big deal. It is literally the tip of the iceberg, because the rules are going to, I think, have a sweeping effect on Medicare Advantage across the country. The chief actuary for Medicare says that about 7 million seniors are likely to lose their Medicare Advantage coverage. And it is absolutely beyond belief, because the goal of health reform was to get better coordinated care, more efficient care to people, and particularly help people at the lower end of the income scale, which is exactly what Medicare Advantage plans do. They are most popular among seniors who make too much to qualify for Medicaid supplemental coverage, and they don't have good retiree coverage from their jobs, and this provides them comprehensive care better than traditional Medicare, oftentimes at a lower cost to them. And this is the plan that they've put in their sights. And basically, the health plans, there are about $200 billion, $167 billion, coming out of Medicare Advantage to fund the new entitlement programs for working people. Well, what this is going to do is disadvantage lower-income seniors, and it is going to take away an option that many of them highly value in order to create these new entitlement programs that we can't afford.
Grace Marie, as you look at this, and I know we talked about this during the debate, do you get the sense that this was an intended consequence or an unintended consequence of this bill?
Well, you really can't know people's motivations, but there have been any number of reports that the people who are writing this legislation, both in the White House and on Capitol Hill, hate it that there are private plans in participating in Medicare. And yet, the competition among these private plans is bringing better value to seniors and getting them the benefits that they need. But it's really, to me, it looks like it's a philosophical, ideological battle. They just don't want any private plan participation in Medicare.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner. She's president of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, there's another story just breaking today. The Harvard Pilgrim story was earlier in the week, and this one coming from the Wall Street Journal, which McDonald's is disputing. McDonald's at the center of this, suggesting that the hamburger giant won't be able to meet a requirement to spend at least 80 to 85% of its premium revenue on medical care, especially as it relates to hourly employees. Explain this requirement a little bit and why this is such a big deal.
Well, McDonald's and many other retail organizations like them offer something called mini med benefits. They are scaled down health plans. They may cost an employee as little as $14 a week in basic premiums. And they scale up, you know, people can get maximum benefits. It's not comprehensive coverage, but it helps the great majority, 85 to 90% of their employees, cover their medical bills. So they can go see a doctor. They know they have health insurance. If they wind up with big medical bills, then they start to have a problem. The new rules that Kathleen Sebelius and her associates at the Department of Health and Human Services are writing basically put these out of business, because they can't meet a new ratio of how much is being spent on medical care versus how much premium they're taking in. It's just an arbitrary decision about something called a medical loss ratio. And Neil Troutwine, who's with the National Retail Federation, says none of the companies that are offering these kinds of mini-med plans are going to be able to continue to provide these. And there are a number of other organizations that are companies that are in the same fix. The journal says that Home Depot, Disney, CVS Caremark, Staples, Blockbuster are all our clients of Aetna, which is one of the providers of these kinds of policies. And not only McDonald's, but all of them also are in the crosshairs of this. So it is, even though McDonald's is saying that they may not have to do, that they may be able to continue to provide coverage, it's going to have to be a different kind of coverage because the plans that these companies are currently offering don't fit through this very narrow pinhole that the Department of Health and Human Services has created of what is going to be legal health insurance.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner. And Grace Marie, you said something right there at the end of your last response as well as in the middle of it, and that's about the new rules being written by HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and her team. I know we've talked about this before, but just remind our listeners the extent to which the HHS Secretary has discretion on how exactly this series of laws gets implemented.
It is absolutely astonishing how much power has been given to Washington to make decisions about the most minute decisions that companies and individuals and families and health plans and seniors are going to have to make. That Washington now is in control of those decisions. It is trying to centralize authority in Washington. Already, just in the first 6 months, they have written more than 4,000 pages of regulation. They have hardly begun to implement this 2,800 pages of legislation. The regulation, they are hiring people by the dozens in Washington to write all these new rules that are going to govern virtually every aspect of our health sector. The American people are horrified. Businesses are, every time they're turning around, they're slapped with a new rule. And we've talked about a lot of them, Greg, on these programs in the past, this 1099 reporting requirement, mm-hmm. the grandfathering regulations. Now this medical loss ratio and how much of their premium has to go to medical care versus administration, and what is the definition of administration versus medical care. And that is literally just the beginning of this onslaught of rules by some really not even, you can't even count the number of boards and commissions that are going to be created to govern this whole monstrosity. That's why the American people are terribly frightened by this.
And in our last 30 seconds here, Grace Marie, the polls are still very negative, as you just mentioned. The president trying in a couple of these backyard barbecue powwow type of events around the country, trying to beef up support for it. But we don't see a lot of vulnerable Democrats touting votes if they voted for it. And the ones that voted against it certainly are pointing that out. Has the president said anything in these series of events that should give us more comfort about what's coming down the pike here?
I mean, all he can do is talk about some of these early provisions that he thinks are the sweeteners for health reform. You know, the 26-year-old children on parents' policies, the $250 checks to seniors, et cetera. All of these things are adding cost to taxpayers and increasing the cost of health insurance. The new regulations are may cost as much as 8% for companies, up to 14% in addition to already rising health premiums. So it's rising costs, and the president has admitted that as much as that recently, where he said, well, getting costs down is a really hard thing, and we may see cost increases in the short term. Well, we're going to see them not only in the short term, but the medium term and the long term. The American people are outraged, and that's why the support for this legislation is going to further decline, and the calls for repeal are going to increase dramatically.
Grace Marie, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.